Well, I think Sabina's friends this year should be a special schuslu in Nishmas. Reschana bas Rabbi Yonah, Reschana bas Rabbi Yosef, or Esther bas Shmuel, and Rabbi Chaim Tzvi ben Eliyahu. We're basing this in the Sefer in the Kovetz HaPardes, Shannon and Beis, Choveris Aleph, and Simon Beis. This was written by Rav Moshe Roginsky, Zichrono Levracha, who was a Rav in Brooklyn, and was a director in the Ezra's Torah Tzedakah. We're learning about Nazirus Shimshon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nazir Shimshon, Mutter li Tamei Meis, Mishken Ratzino, but Shimshon Shenitma, if a person's a Nazir Shimshon, he's allowed to become Tamei Meis because Shimshon was Nitma. Rabbi Shimon argues and he says a person's a Nazir Shimshon, he's nothing. If there's a Reni Nazir Shimshon, he's nothing, because Shimshon never became a Nazir for himself. Because it was the Malach. Lema beplukta dahani tanoikim miflugi. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are arguing about the following machlokas. If a person says, Harei alaike b'chor, Rabbi Yaakov is asers and Rabbi Yossi is matir. My lav. Rabbi Yehuda k'Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, who asers, holds that you don't need a davar hanador because b'chor is not a davar hanador. And so too, if a person says, Hareini nazir Shimshon, he's a nazir because you don't need a davar hanador because Shimshon wasn't a davar hanador, he didn't make the neder. So Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Shimon holds that you need a davar hanador, like Rabbi Yossi, who's matir when someone says b'chor, because the b'chor is not a davar hanador. So maybe that's the argument. Says the Gemara, no, everyone holds that you require a davar hanador, and a b'chor is different because it says l'ashem l'rabbos is a b'chor. Everyone holds, both Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi hold that you need a davar hanador. But if you say Arei Alai Bechor, Ki Bechor, this kikar is like a Bechor, so then, at least according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's Asur, because we have a special ribui in the Pasuk, Lashem, that Lashem, when you make a neder, Lashem, that includes even Arei Alai Ki Bechor. Frek the Gemara. How can you say that Shimshon wasn't a Nazir Aidei Neder Adam? It's a question on Rabbi Shimon. Answers the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ki Nazir Elokim Yanar Min Abatan. It's mashma that the father of Shimshon was commanded to make his son a Nazir when he's born, and that a father can do. Answers the Gemara, no, it's the Malach who told him, the father never did it, and therefore Nazirus Shimshon isn't a Neder Adam. The Gemara says, how do we know that he became Tamei Meis? More answers, because Vayachmem Shloshemish, Vikas Chalitzosam, he hit 30 people, he took their garments. Frek the Gemara, maybe he, skipping a little bit, maybe he owned, they were only ghosts of him, they weren't actually dead. Ela Gemara Gemirila, rather we have a tradition, Taisa says that he killed them, and then he took off their garments, so he became Tamei Meis. The Rambam says that Shimshon wasn't a Nazir Gamor, because lo nadar bin nazir, rather a malach was mafresh him in atum, he wasn't a nazir gamur, whatever, like the Radbaz says, whatever the malach made him a nazir for, he was, whatever he was and he wasn't, so what was his din? Rambam says, he was asur b'yayin, asur b'tiklachas, no shaving, and mutter li tamei l'meisim, and this is halacha mipi kabbalah, and therefore if somebody says, a reini nazir kishimshon, he's a nazir min a tiklachas, min a yayin liolam, hilchas nazirus, pera gimel, lucha yud gimel, the Kesef Mishnah brings the kash of the Marin Lev, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue if you need a davar hanador, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov both hold that you need a davar hanador, and Rabbi Shimon also holds against Rabbi Yehuda that you need a davar hanador. So therefore, if you say Areini Nazir Shimshon, you're not a nazir. So how did the Rambam paskin the three against one? The Rambam paskin like the one. Not only that, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, halachic Rabbi Yossi, who requires you need a davar hanador. So how come if somebody says Areini Nazir Shimshon, he's a nazir min atakalachas min ayin liolam? Another kash the Marin Lev that the Rambam holds himself that you need davar hanador. So how here does he paskin that you have nazir with Shimshon by saying Areini nazir kishimshon? And for the Marin Lev, that the Gemara asks Gabay Nazir. We skipped that part of the Gemara, but it says Gabay Nazir Nami Yaksiv Lashem. So why don't we also include Naziris Shimshon? When you say Harini Nazir Kishimshon, it's a valid Naziris. And the Gemara's answer is no, you need it for something else. It's telling you a different Limud Lashem. Not that you can maybe become a Nazir like Shimon. But that, says Amarin Lev, is only a Limud to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Taka hold that Lashem includes Naziris Shimshon. So we have a Makor on the Pasuk that Harini Nazir Kishimshon is a Nazir, and therefore the Rambam Paskins that he is a Nazir. And this, the Kesef Mishnah writes, that it's Dochak. There's no remez in the Gemara to this Teretz. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's a that the Lashem is Mar Ben Naziris Shimshon. And therefore the Kesef Mishnah wants to be Metairetz, that it says, Ki Nazir Elokim Yanar. It's Manoach who said it. Nazir Elokim Yanar. It's in the Manoach. And Mamela, he is a Nadur. He is a Davar HaNadur. However, the Kesef Mishnah is very shver, because the Rambam writes Mefurish that it wasn't Manoach who said it. It was the Malach. So how does he go against the Gemara? Now the Rambam paskins that Naziris Shimshon isn't given to Sheila. He can't be Sheila and Naziris, because Naziris Shimshon la'olam ha'isa. So yesh la'avin, what's the reason? Enachinam shein Shimshon couldn't be Sheil, because he didn't make the neder b'fiv. That was the Malach. But if a person is noder b'Naziris Shimshon, why can't he be Sheila on the neder? How is it different than Noder? When a person makes a Neder, he can be Shaul on his Neder. So, this person, he himself made the Neder. When he says, Hareni Nazir Kishimshon. He made the neder. How's this different from a noder? A person makes a neder that he's not going to be shoel on his neder. So first he's matir the neder that he's not allowed to be shoel, and then he's matir the first neder. So you see that you can uproot this not being shoel. So by Shimshon himself, he can't be Shoel, because it wasn't him, it was the Malach. He has no way out. But if a person is Noder b'Naziris Shimshon, so let him uproot both the fact that he can't be Shoel and the Naziris Shimshon. Now the words of the Rambam that Naziris Shimshon are halacha flow from what the Gemara says, v'dilma gosasinu shavinu. Maybe he made them gosasin, and the Gemara answers, ela Gemara gemiri lehu. Rather, it's a tradition, Tosus explains, Gemiri Lehu, that he killed the Plishtim and then he took off their clothing. So from this we learn that he became Tamei Meis. But the Rambam is explaining, Ela Gemara Gemiri Lehu, that the Gemara was Metare, it's a different Teretz. Ela, on the question of the Gemara, how do we know that he became Tamei Meis? On this the Gemara says, Gemara Gemiri Lehu, they have this halach of Naziris Shimshon. As you don't learn from the Pasuk at all, that's what it says in the Parashat Mishnayos. So the way Tosus learns, that's exactly what the Pasuk is saying. The way the Rambam learns, that's not what the Pasuk is saying at all. They just have a tradition that Shimshon became Tamei Meis. Now, this is understood according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was the one who says that if a person says, Naziris Shimshon alai, lo amar klum, because he never said it. So, the whole story about Shimshon isn't shayach to Hilchas Naziris, according to Reb Shimon. It was the Malach who told Manoach, Al Pi Hashem, that the mother of Shimshon shouldn't eat kol tameh velo tishte yayin, and Shimshon her son should also be careful about yayin and tiglachas. So this tzivui is like the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tiyecheskel, that he should sit on his right side and then the left side, or Hoshea ben Ola, or Kachachayish Nunim, or the Akedah. So these are all not Shaykh Ta'alacha, these are special Tzivuyim. And if somebody would make and And somebody who wants to be like Shimshon, so he would have to, he can't say that I'm going according to the Nazirus of Shimshon, according to Rabbi Shimon, because there was no Nazirus of Shimshon. He never made such a neder. This was a special command from above. If somebody says, I'm going to do like Yechezkel did, so also it's nothing, because it's not a devar another, it's told min ha-shamayim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a halacha. Nazirus is a halacha, like the Rambam says. But there is a halacha mipi Kabbalah. So what's the halacha? Did the Malach bring a halacha to Manoach? That there's going to be this new type of Nazirus. Lo b'shamayimi. So it seems that the halacha is halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Like we see in the Lashon of the Rambam, Av Shemedios Ben Oben Nazir, the Rambam says that this is halacha mipi kabal halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. So what was the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? Was it that if the Malach comes to be mitzava on this type of Nazirus, that you should listen to the Malach? For that you don't need a halacha? Avada, when a Malach says to do something, you have to listen. For this you don't need a Kabbalah or halacha. So what do you have to say? That there is a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that there's a type of Nazirus that's chal only on Yayin and Teglachas, besides the Nazirus in the Torah. Nazirus in the Torah is Yayin, Teglachas, and Tumas Meis. And then the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai is that there's a type of Nazirus that doesn't apply to Tumas Meis. So there are two sugim of Nazirus. There's Nazirus Taurus Moshe, and there's Nazirus Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Nazirus Taurus Moshe is all three. Yayin Teglachas Meis, and Nazirus Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is without Tumas Meis. And when the Malach told Manoach what to do with Shimshon, he said it's going to be a Nazirus of Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. That was already a dua from Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Alibid Rabbi Huda. But instead of Kabbalas Manoach, Ka'av Shemedir Esbino, instead of it being the Kabbalah of Manoach, like the, when the father makes a neder for his son, and instead of it being Kabbalah Shimshon, where he took it upon himself, this was the Tzivui of the Malach al Pi Hashem. And that's what it means, Nazir Elohim. Why is he called a Nazir Elohim? He's called a Nazir Elohim because he's literally a Nazir from God. God made him a Nazir. Not like people translate Nazir Elohim. A get lecher Nazir, a godly Nazir. No. Not what Nazir Elohim means. Nazir Elohim means he's a special type of Nazir. This Nazirus came from Hashem. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are not arguing if there's a hatpasa, bedavar ha'aser, or not. Because they both agree that you have to be matvis bedavar ha'nadur. So what's the machlokas then between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? Whether if you say a rainy nazir shimshon, you're a nazir or not. The argument is that Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no such thing as halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai for this type of nazirus. And the whole story of Shimshon is nothing halachic. It was a Maisa Shahaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to be Misnaig Bepricious. Hu v'imo. V'lo mitam halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Because ain't davar kaze. So since ain't davar kazeh, so it's not mechayev al pi halacha anybody else. It was just a special case there. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a person has to be mekabel himself naziris. That's the way it normally works. Now with a malach. And you can be mekabel upon yourself this naziris. That's what the Mishnah says. Hareini kishimshon. Not that he's matfis with Shimshon, because matfis with Shimshon doesn't work, because Shimshon's a davar min hashamayim. It's not a davar anadur. Rather, I want to have this type of naziris that's etzel Shimshon. Then now we're calling it naziris halacha, but it has nothing to do with Shimshon. Rambam perish mishnayis hareini kishimshon perish kinaziris Shimshon. Just like another, has nothing to do with the individual Shimshon, with the historical figure. Rather, it has to do with his naziris. That's the type of naziris I'm accepting upon myself. And there's no hatfasa. The ikur neder that he's making makes him a nazir. So let's say somebody says, I'm a Nazir. Is he a Nazir? He's a Nazir. Of course he's a Nazir. He said he's a Nazir. Then he's a Nazir. What type of Nazir is he? He's a Nazir Torah. Because Tam Naziris is Naziris of Torah. And if he says, Chutz min Ayayin, it's a Gait Nisht. He's Masna Mashkasa B'Torah. Mashenkin, when he's Nozer, Hareini Nazir Halacha, it's a different type of Naziris. Just like we have by Mezir as Bino, you could say that my son is a Nazir. Even though there's no Chalos Nazir al Pidiburo, because the child didn't say anything. But since that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the child becomes a Nazir. So there's also Naziris Mechudashis. And there's this new Naziris, this Naziris Mechudashes, Naziris L'Yayin V'Tiklachas B'Li Kiddush Saguf L'Nyan Tumah. There's this new Naziris, Yayin Tiklachas, without Kiddush Saguf L'Nyan Tumah, and without a carbon Nazir. And that's what the Rambam means when he says that Naziris Shimshon is not Naziris Torah, because the Malach made this neder. And in this, there's no argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimshon. This Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a halachat status mechudeshes Naziris halach l'moshe misinai. But it's not mechuch that's Naziris. We could say that it's neder precious. The Rambam defines a Nazir as a parush. So this is not this classical Naziris. Different category. And now it's not Shver, the Kasha of the Marin Lev. From the Gemara that says, Kule Alma Sfirile, Debein and Dabra Hanador, everybody holds that way. That's Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yossi, like Rashi says, Alatar. Because according to this, Rabbi Yossi holds, not like Rabbi Yehuda, but like Rabbi Shimon. Because you need a Dabar HaNadur. And we pass in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Yossi. No. According to the Rambam, you can explain that Lekulei Alma is Lekulei Alma. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yossi, everybody holds you need Dabar HaNadur. And even Rabbi Yehuda is included in that. So what then is machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? And another question, and that is there a halacha kazumi Sinai of this new type of Naziris, of this Naziris Mechudeshes? But he's not being nozer on Shimshon himself. Shimshon was not a davar anador. Shimshon is min hashamayim. Like the Rambam says, Shimshon's min hashamayim. And everybody holds he needs a davar anador. The only thing is, can you make this new type of Naziris of Naziris Shimshon? This halacha Moshe Sinai type of Naziris. The Rambam holds you can. The Rambam passing is like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore it's not Kasha the Kasha Marin Leif. I Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Alachik Rabbi Yossi. And how to Rabbi the Rambam. And that the Rambam passing like Rabbi Yossi that you need a Davar HaNador elsewhere. Not sure at all. Because Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you need a Davar HaNador. The only argument is there a new type of Naziris? Rabbi Shimon holds there is no new type of Naziris called Naziris Shimshon. And therefore, when he says that he's a Nazir Shimshon, he's not saying anything according to Rabbi Shimon. That was just a story that happened. There's no halachic import. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is. And now we can also answer the question why he can't be Shoal on Naziris Shimshon. The Nozer is not Shimshon. Shimshon didn't make the Nether himself, so he can't be Shoal. But why can't a person who makes a Naziris Shimshon be Shoal? So based on what we said, the answer is Pashut. That the Iker Din of Heter Nedarim, of being Matir Nedarim, we learn from Lo Yachel Dvaro, so that's the fact that other people can be mechel the neder, that they can uproot the neder, that's only the type of neder naziris that's in the pasuk, but not the special naziris that's halacha l'moshe misinai. And therefore this special naziris of Shimshon isn't in the regular categories, and therefore there's no she'ela. And with this we can also explain a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Meseches Nazir that if somebody says Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, somebody says that I'm a Nazir when after Shloshim Yom, after 30 days, and then he says, and I'm a Nazir Shimshon already, what's the din? So now he has a problem, because if he says a Nazir Shimshon, then he's never allowed to touch his hair. And if he says he's a Nazir after 30 days, then after that you need Teglachas. So which one is going to win out? Is there going to be a Teglachas or isn't there? So Rabbi Chanina said, Mestabrish Titcha Naziris Torah and Naziris Shimshon. The Naziris of the Torah is going to be Docha the Naziris of Shimshon. My time, huh? Because Kenyas the Torah is Nizroyash and Naziris of the Torah and Naziris Shimshon of Torah. Naziris of Torah wins. Carbon Eidah says that Naziris Shimshon is only Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Sherry Carbon wonders, why is Naziris Torah any different than Naziris Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is also very stark. And the answer is that the Yerushalmi isn't saying that Naziris Shimshon doesn't have a Torah status. It is. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's like being from the Torah. But Naziris Halacha, or as in the Lashon Yerushalmi, Eina Torah, doesn't have Dinei Tumah and Karbanos. So therefore it's a lighter type of Naziris, and it's not Doche, Naziris of Torah, which is the classical Naziris. But not because Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is Kal Mitorah Shebichsav. So we learned a very big Yisod in Naziris Shimshon, the nature of Naziris Shimshon, and we learned beautiful Pshat in the Rambam, and we should be Zoche Lumod Ulam Ed Lishma Blas L'Kaim Eskol Divrei Salam Torah Subi Ahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.